Republicans in the State House and Senate this week are working on ironing out differences over budget issues like teacher pay raises. But the chambers are in lockstep when it comes to keeping North Carolina out of a multi-state effort to maintain clean voter rolls. Rusty Jacobs reports.
For State Senator Jay Chaudhry, it's a no-brainer.
The best way for us to fight voter fraud is for our state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC.
In floor debate last week, the Wake County Democrat was trying to convince his Senate colleagues to amend their budget bill.
This program was started in 2012 by seven states, including four Republican states.
Just last year, the Republican-controlled General Assembly authorized funding for North Carolina to join ERIC. Member states share information on the movement and death of voters. But this year, Republican lawmakers have added a provision to the House and Senate budget bills that would prohibit North Carolina from joining the organization.
The value of ERIC in the beginning was when it had 31 or more member states that could collaborate and have cross-database referencing.
Senator Warren Daniel is a Republican from Western North Carolina and a co-chair of the Redistricting and Elections Committee. In the past 18 months or so, eight states, all deeply red or Republican-leaning, have pulled out of ERIC, reducing the membership from 34 to 25 states and the District of Columbia. The departing states include Florida and Ohio. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis previously extolled the virtues of ERIC. Now he's trying to position himself for a GOP presidential primary. In Ohio, too, Secretary of State Frank LaRose praised ERIC in the past, but pulled his state out as he's mulling a Republican primary for U.S. Senate. Despite the departures, John Catalano still calls ERIC a valuable and irreplaceable tool in maintaining clean voter rolls.
If we want voter rolls to be up to date, if we want inactive people or people who are disqualified off of our active voter registration rolls, then we have to accept that partnerships are necessary.
Catalano is the public information officer for the South Carolina State Election Commission. South Carolina, Texas, and Georgia, all states where Republicans hold the reins of state government, are still members of ERIC. Catalano says membership provides his state with two big benefits. One is the access it gives South Carolina to federal Social Security Administration data on South Carolina voters who have died out of state.
And we don't have another way of getting that data at this time.
And the other benefit is the information it gets from other members on South Carolina voters who have moved and registered in other states.
We know that most of the time voters don't come back and tell their original jurisdiction that they left.
State legislators' turnaround on whether North Carolina should join ERIC comes just as the 11-year-old organization endures partisan attacks from the right, among them baseless claims that ERIC serves liberal interests. Part of that had to do with one of the founders of ERIC, David Becker. In 2008, when he was with the Pew Charitable Trusts, Becker helped conceive and establish ERIC. In the aftermath of the 2020 presidential election, Becker has vociferously fought against the lie that Donald Trump actually won. And his current organization, the Nonpartisan Center for Election Innovation and Research, focuses on countering false narratives about voter fraud and works to improve election security. Until recently, Becker was a non-voting ex officio member of ERIC's board, but stepped down amid the conspiracy theories. North Carolina State Senator Warren Daniel says his and other GOP lawmakers' attitudes changed as they've learned more about ERIC's bylaws, which includes a requirement that member states send automatic notices to residents who become eligible to vote.
Also, that's an expensive provision, too.
For South Carolina Election Commission spokesman John Catalano, it's clear the nationwide effort to disparage ERIC is coming from partisan groups who subscribe to the falsehood that elections are being stolen.
I would say it's probably those that are on the far, far right, or just believe that elections have been compromised.
And Republican lawmakers in charge of the North Carolina General Assembly are committed to keeping the state out of ERIC. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.